I would just briefly like to mention one thing which will be very beneficial for all of us, inshallah, because we are passing through the months of Hajj. And during the months of Hajj, we are reminded over and over again of the submission of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and Hajar alayhi salatu wasalam. And Islam means submission. So the point I would like to draw your attention to is that we over and over again hear two things, Iman and Islam. And when we talk about Iman and Islam in our day-to-day language, they both mean the same. So I am a mu'min, I am a Muslim. He has accepted Iman. Normally people don't say that. Normally people say he has accepted Islam. So in our day-to-day usage, there is no difference between Iman and Islam. And there is nothing wrong with it, as long as you know what you are saying. But in the terminology of Sharia, there is a difference between Iman and Islam. And that we need to understand so that we are able to implement what we are required by our deen. Iman basically means beliefs. So to believe in everything that is required by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without a shadow of doubt is Iman. So technically, as soon as a person recognizes Allah and he recognizes the truth of Islam and he accepts everything, that everything is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and everything is truth, and he proclaims it and he says, I bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship, and I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. He becomes a mu'min. That means he has accepted Iman. But he is not yet a Muslim. He is a mu'min, but not a Muslim. We can call him a Muslim. As soon as a person becomes a mu'min, when a person is a non-mu'min, he is not a believer yet, then there is only one command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Accept Iman, accept Iman, accept Iman, accept Iman. Allah does not say to a non-believer that accept Iman and perform Salat, accept Iman and do this. It is for this reason, when a person accepts Islam at the age of 70, he does not have to make qaza of the 7 days, because Allah did not instruct him to perform Salat during those days. As soon as we believe and as soon as we accept Islam and we become mu'min, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs us to do so many things, do's and don'ts. So after belief comes the stage of practicing. After belief comes the stage of a'mal. And to submit to these a'mal is Islam. So when we say that become a good Muslim, that means alhamdulillah you are already a mu'min. Now carry out all the do's and abstain from all the don'ts and become a good Muslim. Become a practicing Muslim. Practicing Muslim means you carry out all the do's and abstain from all the don'ts. After this brief introduction, I would like to draw your attention to the point that I wanted to. And that is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given all guarantees to the person who accepts Iman and thereafter becomes a Muslim. For him are all guarantees. For example, number one, it's a guarantee that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him peace of mind and tranquility of the heart, whatever the circumstances. Number two, guarantee that he will leave this world with Iman, no doubt. Number three, guarantee that he will not be punished in the grave. Number four, guarantee that he will go through an easy reckoning on the day of Qiyamah. Number 5, guarantee that he will cross the Sirat without falling in the fire of Jahannam. And finally, guarantee that he will enter Jannah forever and ever. This is for whom? One who accepts Iman and he also practices. Now for the person who has Iman but does not practice, if he is able to save his Iman somehow at the time of death, then sooner or later he will go in Jannah. But there are no guarantees for him. No guarantees mean, despite having everything, he may not experience peace of mind in this world. Because he is not a Muslim, he is a Mu'min only. So for Mu'min and Muslim there are guarantees. For only Mu'min there are no guarantees. If Allah desires, we may have peace of mind, despite not practicing. If Allah does not desire, he, at the time of death, there is no guarantee that this person will depart with Iman. And if he does depart with Iman, but he is not a Muslim, there is no guarantee that he will be saved from the fire of Jahannam. There is no guarantee that on the day of Qiyamah, he will experience an easy reckoning. And there is no guarantee that he will be saved from the fire of Jahannam. He may have to go in the fire of Jahannam and then he will go in Jannah. So in this world, whenever we buy anything, we always like guarantees. So why do we not desire guarantee for the eternal success and the everlasting success? Islam is security for Iman. So I urge all my brothers to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting us this great nemat of Iman, which He has granted us without any effort on our part. We were born in Mumin homes, alhamdulillah. But even after the age of 15, 16, after reaching the age of maturity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us contentment on this Iman. Despite not being so religious, still alhamdulillah, Iman is intact. If anybody talks about Aqeedah, anything against our Aqeedah, we say, I'm quite happy with my Aqeedah, don't. We get angry. How can you speak like this? So Iman is there. Let us protect this Iman with Islam. And my friends, we have to begin somewhere. We have to begin somewhere. If we change overnight, alhamdulillah. But if we are unable to change overnight, let us assess our lives so that we know how much progress we are making. There should be a weekly progress at least. If not daily, at least weekly progress. That alhamdulillah, one thing has increased in my life. So 52 things minimum should increase in our lives. Before I was performing no salah, but alhamdulillah, in August I have started performing Zuhr salah. That's a progress, alhamdulillah. And maybe after 6 months, alhamdulillah, I'm performing Zohar and Asar, now both Salah. The thing that should happen is we should change overnight and start performing 5 times Salah. But if not, at least, slowly. So please, my friends, go from here with this resolution. Especially my young friends, life is too short. Life, death does not discriminate between old and young. Death can come anytime. So before we depart from this world, let us make preparations. Let us engage ourselves in deeni activities. Let us sit in the company of the ulama. Let us sit in the company of the mashayikh. If you sit in the company of the mashayikh, if you sit in the company of the ulama, and if we take out some time for deen, inshallah, we will go a long way in adorning our lives with Islam. And once our lives are adorned with Islam, then our Iman. The more Islam comes in our lives, the more the Iman becomes stronger. And the more the Iman becomes stronger, the more it will become difficult for Shaitan to take Iman away from us when we are dying. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم بارك لنا فيما وقنا واصرف عنا شر ما قضيت لنا اللهم بارك لهم فيما رزقتهم واغفر لهم وارحمهم اللهم اغفرنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغفر لنا بفضلك عن من سواك اللهم ألف بينهما كما ألفت بين الصالحين والصالحات وكما ألفت الطيبين والطيبات يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين رحمك كرمك معاملة فرمان يسر سهولك معاملة فرمان عفو عافيتك معاملة فرمان فضل و عنایت کا معاملہ فرما حفظ و امان کا معاملہ فرما ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما الہ العالمین سچا پکا مومن بنا دے سچا پکا مسلم بنا دے الہ العالمین جتنے بھی ڈوز ہیں جتنے بھی ڈونٹس ہیں الہ العالمین ان کی پابندی کی توفیق عطا فرما الہ العالمین grant us the توفیق to do all those things which bring you glory اور ہم الرحمین grant us the توفیق to abstain from everything that brings you displeasure الہ العالمین آج کی استقامت میں خوب خیر و برکت دے الہ العالمین دلہا دلہن برائڈ اور برائڈ گروم دونوں کو بہت محبت عطا فرما مدد عطا فرما اتفاق اتحاد نصیب فرما الفت والی انس والی زندگی نصیب فرما دونوں کو ایک دوسرے کے حقوق کی ادائیگی کی توفیق عطا فرما الہ العالمین ان کو اولاد صالح عطا فرما اس نکاح کو دونوں خاندانوں میں محبت کا ذریعہ بنا دین کی زندگیوں میں آنے کا ذریعہ بنا تقوی کی زندگیوں میں آنے کا ذریعہ بنا ان دونوں کو ان کی اولاد کو خدمت دین کے لیے قبول فرما اے ارحم الراحمین آپ کے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے دلہا دلہن کے لیے جتنی دعائیں مانگی الہ العالمین وٹ ایور your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during his lifetime asked for every bride and bridegroom ilah al-alamin grant all those things to the couple who are getting married today or al-alamin grant them both the happiness and the bliss of this world and the hereafter ilah al-alamin hum sab ko deen par chala de deen par chala de ilah al-alamin deen seekhne wala bana de deen par chalne wala bana de aur dusron ko deen sikhane wala bana de ya rabbul alamin haq اور اہل حق کو پہچاننے کی توفیق عطا فرما اور حق اختیار کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرما اہل حق کا مددگار بنا یا رب الرحیمین ہم سب کو حق پر مجتمع فرما پوری امت کو حق پر مجتمع فرما الہ العالمین ہم سب کی حفاظت فرما ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم رب اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين